it is time for our first interview with our new reporter, Radley. So we are here to know more about Radley and how it was for him being with RX Radio. Good morning, Radley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. How was it for you this morning? What did you do when you woke up?
Well, I couldn't stop thinking that I'm going to be on the radio today.
Was it nervous? Were you nervous? Because I remember my first time, I was really nervous.
Yes, I was quite nervous.
So, Radley, could you please tell us more about yourself?
So, I'm 13 years old, and I was in the Red Cross because I was diagnosed with a stage 3 brain tumor, and I had to go in for an emergency operation. There were two operations that I had to go for. After the operations, I had to go for radiotherapy treatment.
How did you find out about RX Radio?
Well, I actually walked through the door here because I had to come in for a checkup.
Yeah.
And I saw the radio station. So I asked my mom, what's this here? She said it's a radio station. So we went to check it out with Chris. And he said I could come in for training and things like that.
I remember for me, when I was going to be part of RX Radio, I had to go through training, right? So we learned various things, and for me that was an exciting week of my life because I met new people and I learned new things that I never thought I would or knew of. But I want to know from you, how was the experience of training?
It's made me more confident to talk in front of a bigger crowd, and I've learned how to use the mics and things like that and all of the equipment.
What do you hope to achieve by being part of RX Radio?
I hope that I can inspire other kids through RX Radio.
Now, as we know, this is a hospital, and there are children in wards that are sick, feeling down and don't know what to do, and they're seeing Radley here being as awesome as you are. They want to be like you, probably, or want to have a better look on life. So what I want to know from you, is there any message of hope you might have for these children?
Yes, actually, there is. So, when I was in hospital, when I just came out of my second operation, there was a scripture I used in the Bible. It was John 14:14, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. I used that scripture. I asked God, in Jesus' name, can I go home, in Jesus' name, on Monday? And I came out of the operation the Thursday. And the Monday, my doctors came to me, and they sent me home.
Wow, that's powerful. Is there anything else you would like to say, Radley?
No.
It was amazing having you in studio. I hope we're going to have, you know, some communication throughout the day.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this interview. And listeners, I hope you enjoyed that interview and got more insight on Radley.